Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. Yep, it's Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks, Florence Recycling. We appreciate that. It also happens to be 7:07. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Protesters taking over bridges, Brooklyn Bridge in New York, Golden Gate Bridge in the San Francisco area. Shenanigans around Chicago as well. We'll get into that. First, pro-Palestinian protesters shut down the Golden Gate Bridge and I-880 in Oakland for hours on Monday as part of a worldwide economic blockade in solidarity with Gaza. California Highway Patrol said 38 people were arrested and face a variety of charges, including unlawful assembly, refusal to comply with a lawful order, unlawful stop on a bridge, resisting arrest, false imprisonment, and conspiracy. Yeah, clearly they all conspired to do this around the same time at certain places. And this is extremely dangerous on so many different levels. When you tie up traffic like that, you tie up all emergency workers, fire rescue, law enforcement.
Yep.
If those services should be needed and you prevented them from getting there at all or in a timely manner and you know, the building burned down or the person died, you've got to be held accountable.
Absolutely.
Because in America, protesting is a huge right and a huge freedom, and it needs to be protected. But it also cannot take place just anywhere that you decide you want to perform this protest.
Right.
See, there's a difference between getting your message out there and smashing your message in everyone's face. If you think those cars stuck on those bridges are going to all of a sudden embrace your cause, you're crazy. Well, yes. Maybe they are anyway.
You know.
But, I mean, really, that doesn't help your cause now. If you're on the side of the road, hey, how about this? You're picking up trash on the side of the road, and you're wearing T-shirts or you have signs that you've set up. We're cleaning this road to remind you that we, you know, think the Palestinians are getting a bad deal or whatever.
Will be a totally different message.
Absolutely. Look at these people. They're sacrificing. They're cleaning things up, and they're trying to get people to, you know, you could say educate yourself, go to this website or whatever to try to win people over. There's ways to do it. But you shut down a bridge and you start walking by the cars, you're scaring people. You're upsetting people. You're making some people, I would imagine, very angry.
Well, you've made me late for work. You've made me miss my flight at O'Hare, whatever the case may be. And, stressed a lot of people out because they don't know how or what it could turn into.
My kid is standing out in front of the school by himself or by herself, and I'm at least, 45 minutes away.
Right.
This is...
No, it's not acceptable.
Yeah. So 38 people arrested and facing some charges there. The first protest Monday morning happened northbound I-880 Oakland at Fifth Avenue. It was reported around 6:15 a.m. So this was happening during morning rush. Protesters brought barrels filled with concrete onto the highway and chained themselves to the barrels.
Wow.
Law enforcement had to cut through the barrels before they could arrest the protesters. We have to use jackhammers and saws to break into those barrels. We did everything we could. You can imagine how complicated that is. That's according to California Highway Patrol Chief Don Goodbrand.
Wow.
And as of 1:15 p.m., all lanes of northbound I-880 had reopened. At that point, seven protesters were arrested at that particular location. So, really, from 6:15 to 1:15, Can you imagine?
Oh, what a mess.
Yeah.
What a mess. In a major city like that?
Yep. Yeah. And, yep, they blockaded the Golden Gate Bridge for hours. Second protest in the Bay Area was reported around 7:55 a.m., and that was causing traffic to back up miles back into Marin. Authorities worked to detain protesters who chained themselves through tubes to other people inside of cars. Wow. In a what they're calling a sleeping dragon protest method. In other words, they have these methods of protest that not designed to get the word out about their particular cause. It's designed to make it nearly impossible or take a long time for law enforcement to, you know, cut the chains or get these people moving, get stuff out of the way.
But you are absolutely right. You have not done anything for your cause, only amongst yourselves around the world. But as far as winning anybody over, no, you just ticked off thousands of people.
It was a Carmageddon out there.
Oh, see what you did there.
Yeah, I stole it from this line.
Yeah, but I like it.
After pro-Palestinian protesters blocked both lanes of the bridge, a demonstration closed the span for hours. I think the only way people will listen, but at the same time, I wish there was a resolution around it. You want to bring, you know, eyes and ears and some understanding to your cause, and you're going to do that. I'm telling you, people, right now, this is an act of terrorism.
Sure it is.
You're terrorizing these people.
Yeah.
And we're never going to let terrorism gain any kind of traction. We're not going to allow it to make political changes. That's the whole idea. That's what's going on with Hamas. If you're going to attack, you know, people who live in Israel randomly all the time with rockets and all that, no, you're not going to get your way.
All right. I appreciate that.
You're never going to get your way, because then you say, all that death and destruction, all those missiles killing innocent people in their backyards, guess what? It worked. It worked. That's why you can't cave in and let them have their way, for that very reason. That's my thought on it. Anyway, you know, this whole thing happened also in Brooklyn. So these are large groups of people, and they're very well organized.
Obviously. And, I mean, think of all the planning it took. You've got the concrete barrels, you got the chains, you got the tubes, you got the people. And obviously timing was, you know, all coordinated too.
President Joe Biden's reelection campaign plans to spend every day until November 5th hammering the issue of abortion and painting former President Donald Trump and Republicans as extreme. This, according to the Washington Post. Biden campaign officials reportedly see abortion as a potential silver bullet and hope that the issue will mobilize their core voters. Yeah, let's promote extinguishing life. And say we're the good party. We're the party you should you should vote for and support, because you know, we're all about,
we kill more babies than Republicans do. Vote for us.
Yeah, we don't want them to have a chance at life, because, well, it might put the mother under some stress.
It's inconvenient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is just completely sad, and then to use it as a political tool.
Well, but in a way, for the ones that are, if they're trying to stir up their base, what else have they got? I mean, the economy? No. I mean, go down the list. That's about the only thing they've got.
Yeah, that would be like, well, I don't agree with the open borders. The rate of inflation has been terrible. I don't think that Biden's a good leader on the world stage. I see things falling apart there. But he's all about us being able to snuff out life. So we got to, you know, that's got to be the...
He's the guy.
It's sad.
Yep.
Sad and pathetic. I hearken back again, giving Glenn Beck kudos, our host that comes on at 10 a.m., supporting and actually helping out women that are pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
Don't have support.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love what he's doing there. 7:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Yep, it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now, 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.